Hello, welcome back to the FFOED video guide. Today, we will look at the creation of reservations through the reservation calendar. If you are in a different section of the PMS, simply click on the calendar icon and check its content. Starting with the calendar with individual rooms, we can create the reservation by choosing the arrival date. Click and hold the selected arrival date, drag it to the preferred departure day, and drop the selection when you are done. During the selection, you can quickly check its correctness as the system showcases the room size in terms of the possible number of guests to be accommodated, arrival date, departure date, and number of nights. They are crucial for the initial stage of reservation creation. After dropping the selection, the overview is presented in the next step. There are four major tabs within the reservation details. Let's go through them. Starting with the reservation details, there are reservation dates, arrival and departure, a number of nights followed by a voucher on the top of the screen. The voucher number might be set automatically in the logical time series, or you can set it manually. For easier operations, automatic assignment of the voucher numbers is preferred. In the initial stage of reservation creation, you cannot print out or send a voucher before it's saved. This option will be enabled once you save the reservation. Below the reservation dates, you should set the status of the reservation. The PMS is predefined to set the status to optional every time the reservation is created. The expiration date is set automatically based on the setting of the system, but might be changed to fit the individual agreement with the client. When managing the reservations, you can easily change the status to confirmed, cancelled, no-show, other, or check-in and checked out later. When creating the reservation through the calendar, the specific room is assigned, which might not always be needed. In that case, you can easily uncheck the option for assigned reservations. This will create floating reservation of specific room types. When creating the reservation for business clients, you will add the details about the company. There is a complete list of the companies, or you can slowly add the name, which will search through the database of the companies. This database can also be accessed through the guest menu option and submenu companies. You can click on the green plus button if the company is missing. The dialog of company details will pop up. The first tab is a general description of the company. You can add the details on your own, or for local companies, you can add the registration number and click on the button Ours. This will load all the necessary details from the available register. The only thing that you will need to add is the primary contact details. In the second tab, Advanced, you can choose a corporate rate plan, enable invoice payments, or add a market code, which has lately been used in reporting. The last available option, the agency system, will allow the company employees to manage their reservations directly in your PMS. In the beginning, this option is not recommended. So, save the company details and go back to the reservation details. If the guest does not directly create the reservation, you can add the contact details on the contact person, which is mainly used for corporate and third-party subjects. You can also add the market codes to strengthen the analytical power of the reports. These market codes are predefined and might be created and updated in the settings subsection Market Codes. The bottom section of the reservation details is devoted to the assignment of the hotel guests. If the client has already stayed in the hotel, you can simply search through the database and add any details about the client. If not, you can click the green plus button labeled New Guest. In the new pop-up, you are adding all the needed data. Remember that at the time of reservation creation, you might not have all the necessary details, and the customer profile will be updated during the check-in. The personal details range is low compared to the complex PMS system used in international hotel chains and groups. Starting with simple details like name and surname, contact details, and demographics, you should add details about the documents and addresses you use. Furthermore, you can add guest labels, register the car number plate, or add notes. The guest card is tailored to fit the local requirements for personal data collection. After clicking on Save, you can recheck the profile for the communication history and current, past, and future reservations. When managing the room guests, you can increase their number until the capacity is fully occupied or add a guest without a bed. After the client's name, segmentation data will appear, as well as the meal plan, checkbox for accommodation taxes, the reason for not paying the tax, and the main traveling motive. To change the accommodation price, go to the account at the top of the reservation details and check the billed amount. The account will be covered in a standalone video. By clicking on Save, you will create the reservation.
Great job!
You have just created your first reservation. In the following video, we will look at how to create a group reservation. See you in the following video.